Danny, we are excited because we have a special guest.
We do. We're welcoming Cameron, who's from the Colac four-piece The Addicts. Thank you so much, Cameron, for coming in today. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. And before we get chatting today about your latest single, Instant Feed, Sass and I, we were doing a bit of digging before tonight's interview, and we read that your bedroom was a very important place in the birth of the band The Addicts. Can you talk us through that, the birth of The Addicts?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really have any band to play with, and a lot of my mates were not doing creative courses at uni or anything, so I didn't have a whole heap of musician friends kicking about, so I started writing my music on my own, and it wasn't till later on that some people sort of heard the stuff that I was putting on some internet platforms. I think I was using, like, Tumblr at the time, and somebody picked that up and was like, oh, I want to come and play some songs with you. So that's when we kind of started a band, but before that, yeah, it was in the bedroom.
I'm surprised it wasn't the attic.
In a way it kind of was, because the roof was like just above my bedroom. I was upstairs, so kind of was.
Well, that does bring me to my next question. We did earlier have some work experience kids in the studio, and they wanted to know why you decided on the name The Addicts.
It's a really long-winded answer, but there was like four or five things that sort of came together at once that made it a really good idea to call it that. But where I used to play upstairs in my parents' house, we had this like really tight space which we jammed four guys into and started playing. That's where the music started coming together as a band. But at the same time, I was really obsessed with this band called The Antlers, and they had an album out called In the Attic of the Universe. And it's just a couple other things, and it just seemed to fit really well.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
And talking of cozy works spaces, we saw. Oh no,
over on your Insta page, we saw you took a snapshot of like your new rehearsal space.
Yeah, it's little. We've gone. I've just moved houses, and we lost our band rehearsal space. We used to be on top of a shop, so as soon as that shop would close at 5 o'clock, we could make as much noise as we wanted and no one would ever have a problem with it. And I've moved out of that place and I now live in an apartment, so I can't make noise in my house anymore. So I'm in my brother's shed and it's so small. You got four people in there just pretty much standing on top of each other doing band practice. It's very cozy.
Yeah, you'd have to probably you'd get to know each other very well being stuck together a lot of the time. But we also wanted to talk about your latest single, Instant Feed, because it's your first release for 2019 after Pastel Blues, which came out at the end of 2018. And this Instant Feed is off your imminent second album. And can you talk us through the process of writing Instant Feed? And are we allowed? Can we get any more details on the forthcoming album?
Yeah, it's just a slow process. We put two singles out at the end of last year and thought we were really on a roll and we'll have this album out sort of a little bit, probably around now we were expecting we'd have this thing finished. But I don't know, Instant Feed went back and forward for a while and then just kind of got put to the side. So what are we going to do with this? Is it going to be a single? Is it going to be something else? I think eventually we just went, all right, we need to hunker down and get this done. So it was always a band favourite track or one of, and it's really fun to play live. So I think it was actually written in 2017. So it's been a while. It started around a little guitar riff that's in the verses and took it to the band after that, and it became a fully fledged, I don't know what you call it, pop song.
Yeah. And what are some of the hurdles that you found when creating, trying to make this new album?
Finding time now. When we were all in university, we had heaps of time to sort of get together and really focus on churning tracks out. And we could build an album out of, you know, we could write 50 songs and go, we're just going to use that 10. And our first album kind of was like that. We would just go and sit all together or go to someone's house and just churn out music. Now it's just a struggle to find time when everyone's working full time. I think that's maybe the biggest hurdle. We've all got ideas, but getting together and spending enough time to turn them into finished products is now a lot more difficult than it used to be.
And you've also been very busy going overseas and doing some performances as well. We saw that you have recently been in Toronto and New York. What was it like kind of leaving home and navigating these big new cities?
Yeah, that was straight after our last album. We played a bunch of shows here, and then before we sort of got stuck into doing this stuff, got the chance to go and play at Indie Week in Toronto, which was a lot of fun. It was largely just local bands from that part of Canada, but there was one or two bands from different countries around the world, and it was a really fun week. And took the chance at the same time to play a really small show in New York and like a really dirty dive bar show in Detroit, which was a lot of fun. So it was good.
Did the four of you have like a favourite city out of those three?
I think the idea of playing a show in New York was just is kind of cool. Like, even if it wasn't going to be a great show, it was a lot of fun. But just having the chance to do that, it was, yeah, really fantastic, I think.
Yeah, I think it's like a dream for a lot of artists. So it's pretty cool that you did get to do that, I think.
Yeah, the Big Apple. You got to do it.
Tiny bar, Big Apple.
And talking about your last album, we are going to play a song off that album called All Right. Can you tell us a bit about the song before we give it a play?
Yeah, this song felt really different to what we were writing at the time when we put it together. I remember it came together so quick, and we were playing a show that weekend in Fitzroy, and we're just like, oh, we'll play it, we'll see what happens, see if people like it. And I don't think I've ever had the same sort of reception to a song like this one before. It was nowhere near finished. It was pretty rough. And we had a lot of people that we didn't know that were there for other bands coming up and going, you know, that I really enjoyed that song. Can I go and listen to it anywhere? And we were sort of just like, it's only just been written. Like, it'll be a year or so before we get this thing recorded and ready to release. But true to its form and the way that people's first impressions sort of went, it just kept going like that. I think it's probably been our most successful release so far.
Well, this is it. This is All Right. And stay tuned, because after that there will be a live performance of Instant Feed. You are listening to Danny and Sass on The Hoist.
We've been very privileged to welcome Cameron from The Addicts in the studio tonight. We just had a chat before, but all about The Addicts' latest single, Instant Feed. But Cameron is going to jump in and do a special live performance for us right now. Take it away, Cameron.
It's going to sound very different to that one. Just me this time. The bourgeois build halos on the instant feed. If you scroll down fast, it'll set you free. Set you free. An entire generation of sad indie kids submitted their ideals from a pavement sound. She's gonna get in the way. I'm just trying to make you perfect. She's gonna get in the way. I'm just trying to make you perfect. I've been zigzagging, got a straight in out. Could have been a counselor, just were drunk now. Watch me now. An entire generation filled up ballrooms with frustration, dance at Charleston while their mother's gone. She's gonna get in the way. I'm just trying to make you perfect. She's gonna get in the way. I'm just trying to make you an entire generation, a millennium awake. And we slept the whole night through. She spent the whole time laughing and talking about it. I wanna spend it with you. she's gonna get in the way. I'm just trying to make you perfect. She's gonna get in the way. I'm just trying to make you perfect. She's gonna get in the way. I'm just trying to make you perfect. She's gonna get in the way. I'm just trying to make you perfect. Yay. Thank you,
Cameron. That was a wonderful performance. And if you loved that, then you can see it again at the Workers Club single launch this Saturday. And you can also follow The Addicts on Instagram at @the_addicts. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.